Hey.
I'm standing with Gerald. You've got about 3 minutes because you've got a cow in the middle of calving.
Yeah,
at the
that's right. That's correct.
And we're at Newlands Farm, which is literally about 4 miles down the road from me. And I was just telling Gerald, I make my butter and my cheese with your milk when I'm teaching. So I thought I'd come along and find out a little bit more about how long the farm's been here for and how many cows you've got and what kind of cows they are.
Golly, good question. How long have we been here? For 30-odd years. We've got 140 cows. We started processing 20-odd years ago.
Frisians?
All Frisians, one Jersey. Only one.
How did she get in there?
I don't know, but she did. And then we process milk, which goes all around Northamptonshire, really. Milk and cream, we supply food factories and local shops and pubs and clubs and whatever.
Your cream tastes really good. There's almost a sort of cheesiness about your cream, if you don't mind me saying. It's like old-fashioned cream.
I can't explain why that should be. It's no different to anybody else's.
Maybe it's because it's fresher.
It would be fresher, because the cream you get is made the same day that it's come out of the cow.
I've just got some butter here for you. I had to wrestle it off the children. That's butter made with your cream.
Right, thank you.
There's a little bit of salt in there.
Right.
But I would have made you some bread, but the kids
worry.
Got on top of me yesterday.
Don't worry, that's very kind of you.
So in here, how many litres of milk do you produce?
We process about 40,000 a week.
About 40,000 a week?
Yeah.
That's a lot. And cream, how much cream do you produce?
Oh, I really... gallons and gallons of cream. We have to buy some in sometimes to meet the demand.
And does the milk go up and down at different times of year? Do you get more
well,
this
it depends
time of year?
On what stage of lactation the cows are in. If they've been just calved, obviously they give more milk. And they have a peak where they start and then they go up like a bit like a mountain and then it creeps down towards the end of the lactation.
Now, I know a lot of farmers are organic. You're not organic, but does that mean that you... does that mean anything? Do you put anything on the grass, or do you just let them
Only we put fertiliser on the grass, as well as natural manures. You can't really be organic and make it pay, because you can't... cow gets ill, you can't treat it, number one. Crazy. You can't put fertiliser, you can't use sprays. No good, is it?
It's hard work.
It's crazy.
But it's pretty much natural anyway.
Oh, it's very natural. Very natural.
Can I have a quick look in here?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Right, we're just walking into the dairy. It's busy, busy, busy in here. So what time were you up milking this morning?
I personally wasn't. but we start about 5:30 milking, and then the milk's all processed through this machine here. It's all homogenised, so there's no cream line on the milk. So it's got the cream that goes consistently through the bottle size. We do pints, litres and 2 litres of all skimmed, semi-skimmed and whole. And we do cream in the same sizes. That machine there will do... it'll pack 54 of any size of container a minute. We can vary the speed. It fills them, puts the tops on, screws them down, heat seals the foil onto the top and then puts the label on at the end.
So I know it's a mechanised process, but you've still got quite a few lads working here, so
yeah,
it's not totally automated.
No, you can't. We're just not big enough for that.
Okay. Right. Well, I'm going to get some cream off of you and some bits and pieces. For people in Northamptonshire who want to buy Northamptonshire milk and Northamptonshire cream, where can they go to go and buy these in this area?
Many, many corner shops.
I know Mr. Troop's.
Smith Farm shop at Boughton.
Yeah.
And loads and loads. We do 250 outlets every day. Beckwith, local.
So almost every farm shop in the county has got your milk and cream in it.
Farndon.
Farndon Fields, at Market Harborough.
Yeah, they all have it.
So we look for mainly a green label on it, isn't it? It's a green Newlands Farm.
Yeah, we won the Northamptonshire Food and Drinks Awards last year. Prize, so that was good.
Gerald, I know you've got to get back to your cow that's calving.
Right,
thank you ever so much for chatting with me.
No worries.
And I'll bring you some more cream next time I come up.
All right, thank you.